Welcoming all of you to the Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Chakravarti Prabhuji. Prabhuji is going to discuss today on the special topic, Glories of Jagannathas Babaji Maharaj and Rasikendra Thakur and Srila Ishwar Puri. Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on this great Acharya. I'll hand over the call to Praveen Govind Prabhuji for brief introduction of Chakravarti Prabhuji. Praveen Govind Prabhu, please take over the call, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, my Dhanrut pranams to all the devotees on the call. His Grace Chakravarti Prabhu came in contact with ISKCON in the year 2005. He has done his MBA, Human Resources, from Symbasis Institute of Business Management, Pune, one of the top business schools in India in 2008. Subsequently, he served as Human Resource Manager in Wipro Technologies. Since the time Prabhuji came in touch with the spiritual wisdom of Bhagavad Gita, His Grace Chakravarti Prabhu has been using his skills to inspire and teach people on how to live a happy life. Prabhuji decided to dedicate his life for serving humanity by sharing teachings of Bhagavad Gita under the aegis of ISKCON. Thus, in 2011, he became a full-time monk and spiritual coach. His discourses on Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita in English, Hindi, and Sindhi are enlightening people across India and many parts of the world, including USA, China, Dubai, etc. He conducts various motivational seminars in prestigious universities like IIT and NITs. Apart from preaching activities, His Grace Chakravarti Prabhu is rendering many essential services like leading ISKCON India Deaf Preaching Secretary, ISKCON India Youth Council. Also, he has been serving in ISKCON Juhu as Chairman Brahmachari Council, Human Resource Director, Temple Council, Committee Member, and other leadership roles at ISKCON. Hare Krishna. Dhanvat.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna Chakravarti Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam all goes to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. I'll hand out the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumbalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Vedanti Swakadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tansaji Sadvetam Sahagutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Vedam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Raghunatham Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminite Namini Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshate Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratushe Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Mukta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patita Nam Pavane Bhyo Vishnave Bhyo Namo Namah Jeshu Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. So, thank you very much. It's a great fortune that I got this opportunity to discuss something with all of you. I've been traveling since morning. Today morning I came from Mumbai to Calcutta and then went to Panihati. Spent 2 hours there, took bath in Ganga, then went to Shantipur, and now I'm in Mayapur Dham. So just behind is TOVP temple. You might hear some kirtan going on sometime because now the elephant, today is Saturday, so elephant procession will start and maybe some kirtan you can hear. And it's a great opportunity to speak about three acharyas. I have been told Srila Ishwar Puripad, Sri Rasikananda Prabhu and Jagannathas Babaji Maharaj. So I was just meditating and reading about them. And Jagannathas Babaji, I was just coming by the road, so I saw Yog Pit. I went to Chandkaji Samadhi, then went to Yog Pit. And this is the place which is actually confirmed by Jagannathas Babaji. So he has a connection with Mayapur. Then we have Ishwarapuri, who met M.I. Pandit first time in Mayapur itself. So, and then Ambika Kalna, who's Gauridas Pandit, who's Dwadash, one of the 12 cowherd boys, friend of Balaram, his son, his disciple, Hriday Chaitanya. And Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu's disciple, Shyamananda Pandit, and Shyamananda Pandit's disciple, Sri Rasikananda Prabhu. So, please bless me so that Panchatattva can bless me, and after your blessings, then I would be able to speak something about these great acharyas. So we don't have much time and a lot to cover. So I'll see what important aspect we can cover, and everything is very important about this. So about these personalities. What we can learn, I'll try to just somehow discuss. Srila Ishwar Puri was born in the town of Kumarhatta in Bangladesh on the full moon day of Kumarhatta is in 24 Paraganas, and it is said that the first acharya to exhibit this Madhurya Bhakti, the sprout of Madhurya Bhakti, came through Sripad Madhavendra Puri in Shantipur, this place, house of Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya is god brother of Ishwar Puri and disciple of Sripad Madhavendra Puri. And that Shantipur place is where Sachimata came, Mahaprabhu came, all Panchatattva came, Nityanand Prabhu came, and wonderful pastimes have happened. Madhavendra Puri has come. Haridas Thakur came there, so there's Haridas Thakur temple also. So I just visited Madhavendra Puri's temple. And it is said in our, that Madhurya Bhakti sprouted. The sprout is Sripad Madhavendra Puri, who is serving eternally Sri Sri Radha Krishna in Seva Kunj, in the Nitya Leela, in the form of a tree. Such amazing, great acharyas who spread all over the world this Madhurya Bhakti, who exhibit such transcendental ecstatic symptoms. And if you see, they're serving this tree. So we can understand, and that tree is so close to Srimati Radharani that only Madhavendra Puri can understand the mood of Radharani. When Lord Krishna, he left for, even though he doesn't leave Vrindavan, but he left for Mathura for his Leela, then when she was feeling that separation. So Madhavendra Puri knows about that. And how we can understand everything in the spiritual world is chinmaya. There is no gradations. So Madhavendra Puri is a sprout, and it is said, Sri Padishwar Puri, who served Madhavendra Puri like, you know, complete sold out servant. Such a service, you know. There are all these acharyas have served their spiritual masters, but when it comes to very intimate service, a few of the names which come, which gets highlighted, is Madhavendra Puri getting served by Ishwara Puri. Then Narottam Das Thakur serving Loknath Goswami. So these are the few names. So Ishwara Puri, he served Madhavendra Puri very intimately, especially in his last days, in his manifested pastimes. And he could see those symptoms of ecstasy always. When Madhavendra Puri, Nityananda Prabhu, you know, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, all these wonderful descriptions are mentioned. When Nityananda Prabhu met first time with Madhavendra Puri, you must read that part. Amazing description by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Similar description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meeting Ishwara Puri, which we'll discuss a little bit in Gaya. They met here also, but the real meeting was in Gaya. Here it was more formal interaction. So Ishwara Puri of that Madhur Bhakti is a creeper. So Madhavendra Puri is sprout. Then came Ishwara Puri, who's like a creeper. So Madhavendra Puri blessed Ishwara Puri, saying that through you, Krishna will preach this Madhur Bhakti all over the world. You will become the instrument. So he is the creeper, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the main trunk of this bhakti direction. And then different branches, the first branch is Nityananda Prabhu, second branch is Advaita Acharya. And Srila Prabhupada writes very proudly, you know, it's a great matter of great pride. That Prabhupada writes, ISKCON is 43rd branch of Chaitanya tree. So we are all connected in the 43rd branch of Chaitanya tree. So the tree came from the creeper, which is Ishwara Puri. That is the greatness of Sripad Ishwara. And in India, it's tomorrow is... It was Wednesday on 10th. Disappearance of Srila Ishwara Puri. And tomorrow is disappearance of Sri Rasikananda Prabhu and Srila Jagannatha Prabhu. So I was told to speak today. Now, Ishwara Puri's birthplace is popularly known as Chaitanya Doba. Why Chaitanya Doba? Interesting. Doba is like a pond. No, not really a big pond, small pond, a pool of water, you can say. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was coming back from Gaya, first he visited the place of his spiritual master, Kumar Hattu. And he was just rolling in ecstasy. That deer should be to us the place of our spiritual master. It is said in Chaitanya Bhagavat that anywhere a pure devotee takes, you know, he appears, 100 miles of radius becomes purified. 100 miles radius of that place becomes purified. So, by mercy of Prabhupada, all over the world, these great acharyas, they appeared, and Prabhupada just connecting them back, and how this ISKCON family has grown. So today I think this tomorrow's Kirtan will start. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he reached Kumarhat, the birthplace of his spiritual master Ishwara Puri, what he did, he took some dust and kept in the pocket and brought it back. So when Mahaprabhu did that, everyone started to. So everyone started taking the dust of that place. And it became, and then they started digging, everyone was taking, it became like, the water started being filled up. So that pool of water is known as Chaitanya Doba, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started. Whenever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would walk, whether in Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, the moment he will lift his lotus feet, people will grab the dust from there. And it will become like a hollow structure, like a hole in the ground. So, Shripad Ishwara Puri, as per Chaitanya Charita Amrit, appeared in this world on the full moon day of month of Jyeshtha. He served his Guru Sri Madhendra Puri very faithfully, especially during the end of Shri Puri Pad's life. Now, we'll talk about two incidents. One is Ishwara Puri coming and meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navdeep, and then Mahaprabhu going to Gaya for Shraddha ceremony of his father and meeting Ishwara Puri. So Ishwara Puri, he traveled various places. Then after the departure of his spiritual master, he was traveling to different places. Finally, he reached Mayapur, Navdeep. They stayed with Gopinath Acharya. Earlier, nobody could understand who he was. Nobody. Because he just came as a very simple devotee. Chaitanya Bhagavat describes that noble-minded gentleman who was always absorbed in mellows of devotion to Sri Krishna. He was thus very dear to Sri Krishna, extremely dear, most of mercy. But no one could recognize him. Somehow, destiny brought him to Advaita Acharya's house. So when he reached Advaita Acharya that time was worshipping his deities. And Ishwara Puri, he sat there. But you know one thing, it's known to everyone now that the devotion and glories of pure devotee cannot be hidden. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned when Devaki, Mother Devaki, was carrying Krishna in her womb, she was like, Prabhupada writes, it's a jug filled with fire but covered. Fire, but still you can see the rays of fire emanating. So Mother Devaki became so bright. Kamsa was fearful. When Krishna was inside the womb of Mother Devaki, Kamsa was fearful. He knew that Vishnu has come. She was bright. The entire prison house, you know, that entire room was brightened up. So here is Ishwara Puri. Okay, you know, conditions are like me. Cannot understand who's pure devotee, who's not. But Advaita Acharya, who is Mahavishnu himself, he knows. Immediately, he was again and again thinking, he's worshipping, but his mind is getting distracted. He said, who is he? Then he came. He asked, who are you? I feel that you are a Vaishnava sannyasi. Out of his complete humility, Ishwara Puri said, no, I'm a low-class Shudra. Just came to take darshan of a lotus. But Mukunda Datta was another pure devotee, he understood. See how pure devotees they understand each other. It takes one to know one, they say in English. So only a pure devotee can understand other pure devotee. Conditioned soul cannot understand who is pure devotee. So Mukunda Datta, he understood. But he wanted to expose the devotion of Ishwara Puri. So he has his own way. He started singing. He's such a wonderful singer. He started singing the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna's pastime. He exposed Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Now Ishwara Puri. Mukundatha Prabhu's duty is that only. He will keep exposing devotees who want to hide themselves. They cannot control. For us, see how the contrast is for a pure devotee and for conditioned soul. Conditioned soul, so much kirtan, so much lectures are being arranged, but we feel sleepy. or sometimes we just close our ears. That how these pure devotees, they just hear a little bit, they cannot control. So he started singing 10th canto verses beautifully. And the ecstatic symptoms of Ishwara Puri started, you know, building up. He couldn't control. Started crying. Tears, like streams of river flowing from his eyes. He fell on the ground. An entire ground became wet. And all the devotees stuck, dumb stuck. They said, we haven't seen such a Vaishnava like this before. Obviously, he's no ordinary person. Fortunately, 2 days back, I was giving class, 3 days back on Wednesday, Ishwara Puri's disappearance day. And one group of devotees, they said, you know, Prabhu, you give class, and they gave me the verse. And that verse was how Krishna took all the teachings from Sandipani Muni. So that Sandipani Muni is Ishwara Puri. So Advaita Acharya, when he saw this, it was like, wow. And he immediately went. He understood. See, only Madhavendra Puri has started this Madhuri. So he understood his disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And then he also realized that he is the famous disciple of Madhavendra Puri. He is Sripad Ishwara. And he told everyone, he is Ishwara Puri. And he held Ishwara Puri very firmly and embraced him. That's how Ishwara Puri's pure devotion was revealed in Navadvip Dham. So then Ishwara Puri remained here for a few days. Once Nimai Pandit, very mysterious. Lord can be so mysterious that Brahma Vimohan Leela happened and even Balaram couldn't trace out. Balaram was meditating. There's something different. There's something different. How these cows are becoming so much affectionate, mad after these elder calves and leaving their smaller calves, younger calves. How these mother who are always, were attached to Krishna, they are now attached to their sons. There's something. What Maya is this? Obviously, demigods cannot cover Balaramji's vision. A Maya Devi, she is a servant of Balaramji. She cannot do anything. He understood, it is my master Krishna who is doing something. But it took almost a year to understand for Balaram also. Krishna can be so mysterious. And here is same pastime. Nimai Pandit. Nobody could understand. They had doubts, but they're not able to understand. Krishna was covering them with their yoga maya potency. Krishna covers, he covers it. When Vishwarup, the elder brother of Nimai Pandit, used to go, like Yog Pete is there, and just walk down, Advaita Bhavan is there. Advaita Acharya has two houses. One in Mayapur, one in Shantipur. When Nimai Pandit was born, Advaita Acharya and his wife, they were in Shantipur. When they came from there, teach or discuss with Vishwarup, Srimad Bhagavatam. Then Mother Sachi, she would say to Nimai Pandit, Nimai, go. That time he was not Nimai Pandit, Nimai, go and call your brother. Always he's busy. Discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, it's time for prasad. So he goes, yeah, complete naked. He's wearing only directions, nothing else. And he goes, small boy, kid, and he grabs the dhoti of Vishwarup, and Maya is calling, come back. And everyone is stuck. At that time, Advaita Acharya says, I've never felt. How can I feel love for an ordinary mortal? He is not an ordinary child. How can I'm feeling so much love for him. I only feel this kind of love for my child. So here is Nimai Pandit coming from school, and nobody in the entire Navdeep knows who's actually Nimai Pandit. So then he met, you know, by arrangement. Whose arrangement? Whose? They say by chance they met. But whose chance? All arranged by Krishna. And Ishwar Puri, he saw Nimai Pandit. He was amazed. He didn't know that he is Nimai Pandit. So he inquired. Because Ishwar Puri could understand that by the body, by the bodily features, Nimai is not an ordinary personality. So he asked, who are you? Oh, Brahmana, who are you? May I know your name? Where do you live? What is this manuscript you are carrying in your hand? And that time, understanding. Nimai understood. He's my eternal spiritual master. He bowed down. By the time he got up, all his friends, they said, he is the famous Nimai Pandit. The Nimai Pandit. And immediately Ishwar Puri said, oh, you are that famous Nimai Pandit. I'm so happy. And Mahaprabhu just smiled. And he said, Sripad, please come with me to my house and be my guest for lunch. It's a duty of householders to invite sannyasis. And Mahaprabhu is personally teaching, like Krishna taught in Dwarka, his householder, how he lived. Such an exalted example. The best example. Who can be best than Lord himself? So then he thought that, Ishwar Puri thought, what kind of personality, what a pleasant, you know, demeanor he has. And he came and Sachi Mata cooked various preparations, and Mahaprabhu personally served Ishwar Puri, and then he took remnants and both of them sat in their temple, home temple, and started discussing. They both were filled with ecstatic love. But nothing is revealed. By Mahaprabhu's yoga maya potency, nothing is revealed. And Ishwar Puri, he remained few months more. So one day, sometimes this Gadadhar Pandit was very dear to all the Vaishnavas. He was very sober, very humble, completely opposite to Nimai. Nimai was restless and Gadadhar Pandit was very sober. So then he composed, Ishwar Puri has composed one book called Sri Krishna Leela Amrita. And he wanted Mahaprabhu, because he's a famous Pandit, he defeated Keshav Kashmiri. So then he said, why don't you take this manuscript of mine? Ishwar Puri told to Nimai Pandit, take this manuscript, read it, and see if there is any fault. And what was the reply of Mahaprabhu? He says, whatever a devotee speaks or writes, it is personally dictated by Krishna. If anyone sees fault in that, he is a sinful, wretched personality. That is why anyone who thinks he is a scholar and is able to find faults in Prabhupada's writing, Mahaprabhu is a sinful, wretched person. We don't know the intimate meanings what Krishna is speaking in Bhagavatam. Prabhupada knows. And some people with their own, you know, unintelligent, so-called scholars, they think, oh, Prabhupada should have written this word means this meaning, this meaning, this meaning. Who is Prabhupada, they do not know. Prabhupada's writing are perfect because Prabhupada said dictated. They are dictated by Krishna. Pure devotees, that all the activities are personally guided by Krishna. So then he said, but Ishwar Puri was still like, no, so still, you know, I want you to go over this. So Mahaprabhu said, okay, You are saying as a service, I will do that. Then Mahaprabhu took that manuscript, read, and after a few days, he said, give me a few days. So after a few days, he met. So Nimai Pandit, he said, everything is just perfect. No correction required. But there's one word, which, you know, if you could have written this word, that would have more appropriate. So Ishwarpuri is so humble. He said, really? Let me again go through it. He took the manuscript. After 2-3 days, Ishwarpuri met Mahaprabhu. He said, Nimai, what you said was not exactly right. Because the word which I have written is perfect. About the word you are suggesting, that is not appropriate. First time in the life, in the history, Nimai Pandit accepted defeat. Because he knew his mind. Srila Prabhupada always says that a disciple should act like a fool in front of his guru, as if he does not know. He should not be a fool, but he should act as if, what does it mean? It means that I know everything. Everything means whatever I'm empowered by my guru, I can do service, but still when I'm in front of guru, I do not know anything. Guru Maharaj, you tell me. We don't take decision. This is such a bad etiquette to take decision in front of senior. Any senior present, we should not take decision. Suppose there is one person sitting who's a senior and there's a subordinate. They both are sitting and discussing something. And there's a further subordinate who comes. And he's asking the subordinate, what shall I do in this situation? So he should always consult senior. That's etiquette. That's called maryada. But thanks to this modern education which has destroyed that maryada, anyone is speaking, everyone is speaking. Never we should give any suggestion, take any decision when we are in front of our seniors. We should always consult them. Whether the answer is perfect or not, Krishna becomes pleased. Even from a mundane point of view, this etiquette has to be followed. What to talk in the spiritual circle. Srila Prabhupada never got defeated in his life. Only once he accepted. When he met Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, his eternal spiritual master, at Ultadanga Junction. He was kind of, the discussion went on for a few hours. Prabhupada's friend, Narendra Malik, he said, come, few minutes, we'll come back. And then we went for a few hours. So when we are meeting the spiritual personality, we should not take care of our time. We should not worry about time. So Prabhupada, they gave a few hours and a lot of discussion to and fro. But finally, Prabhupada accepted it. And then he came out and he told to Narendra Malik, this, the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in safe hands. Similarly, Nimai Pandit, nobody can defeat, but he accepted defeat from his own guru. Same. You know, we can see the similarity in Prabhupada past time. And then Mahaprabhu went to Gaya to offer Shraddha for his father. He visited different places. Finally, he went to the Vishnupad, the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. There's one footprint of Lord Vishnu. Huge. I have not seen personally, but I have seen pictures. I was supposed to go this year to Gaya, last year. But because of Corona, we couldn't go. So that is the place where he met Ishwara Priyakti. And they were so happy to see each other because there was now connection. I'll go in short. It's already 6:25 in India. So then Ishwarpuri, they met, they discussed, and then they departed. But then again, Ishwarpuri came to Mahaprabhu, where Mahaprabhu was staying. So Ishwarpuri came. For that time, Mahaprabhu said, I traveled different places in Gaya. But today, I saw even Vishnu Darshan, Vishnu's lotus feet. But today, now my Gaya visit is successful because I took your darshan. I got your darshan. He says, if one offers pinda at this holy place, then his forefathers become delivered. But by simply seeing you, tens of millions of forefathers get liberation. That's the power of a pure devotee. Darshan e pavitra karo, e tumara gun. Somehow the other, my today's morning till evening, it's circling around Mother Ganga. My flight was supposed to be from Bombay to Calcutta direct, but yesterday they sent a message. Airline, they said your flight has now, you know, it will take a stopover in Varanasi. So then Varanasi is place of Ganga again. So then we saw Ganga, then you can come to Calcutta, then Panihati. You know, so I was just thinking about, because Gaya is nearby. So he says that you go to any place. When you meet a spiritual personality, then only your visit to the spiritual place is successful. Otherwise not. Darshane pavitra karo ehi tumara gun. In that, Narottam Das Thakur writes that when you want to get purified, you have to go to Ganga and take bath. And that's what I was thinking. But when you meet a pure devotee, wherever, you get purified. So then, Ishwarpuri tells Mahaprabhu, I know. Oh, Pandit Ji, he says, oh, Pandit Ji, listen to me. I know who you are. You cannot hide. You are the same Supreme Lord, the son of Brajendra, the son of Brajesh, the son of Nanda Baba. You are the same Supreme Lord. I knew when I saw you, Navdeep, I was feeling that pleasure in my heart, that ecstasy in my heart, which I only feel when I see Krishna. What can Mahaprabhu say? Put his head down and smile and acknowledge. So then Mahaprabhu requested him to give initiation. Ishwarpuri said, what to speak of mantras? I am prepared to offer you my life. Obviously, he's Krishna. So then Mahaprabhu invited Ishwarpuri for lunch. And they met in the morning. Once they met in the morning in Gaya, Mahaprabhu said, I want to offer you, I want to cook lunch for you. Ishwarpuri said, what can be the greater fortune? Then accepting foodstuffs, prasad, from your hand, for the Supreme Lord. So then it was decided they will come, and Mahaprabhu came first. He started cooking, prepared such a wonderful feast. Can you imagine Krishna himself cooking? So I was thinking about cooking. At Panihati, there's a place of Damayanti and Raghav Pandit. Raghav Pandit place is there in Panihati. And his sister Damayanti. So it is said when Damayanti, she cooks, Radharani appears in her hands. So the cooking of Damayanti, Mahaprabhu can never refuse. Because personally Radharani is cooking. So here is Krishna personally cooking for his own guru. One of the things we should know is how to cook. Prabhupada says very important. Prabhupada said very important, you should know how to cook. You should know how to speak and lead kirtan, and you should know at least some vehicle you should know how to, so that you can move easily. Then you can preach. So he served wonderfully and he got initiation. And you know, he started chanting this mantra. He was coming back and he went crazy, ecstatic. He became completely mad. Nimai Pandit was transformed. He became completely mad by chanting this Hare Krishna. He goes back to Gaya. He goes to Ishwarpuri. He says, what kind of mantra you have given? Kiba mantra dila gosai, kiba tara bal. What kind of mantra is this? What kind of potency it has? I am becoming completely mad. I cannot control my emotions. And Ishwarpuri said, you have attained perfection. This is what this mantra is supposed to do. It's very unfortunate that this mantra, even after chanting for years and decades, you know, that's not getting revealed. So mantra is no shortage. There's no shortage of potency in mantra. Mantra is not penetrating deep because we're not opening our heart. It's only when we open our heart for Krishna, Krishna enters. Krishna does not like to force or thrust himself upon any living entity. He gives freedom. He completely renounce one of the opulences as renunciation. And then we know Ishwarpuri and he came, took initiation. So this is about Ishwarpuri brief, whose disappearance day was on 10th of March. And tomorrow's disappearance day of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj and Rasikanand Prabhu. So Rasikanand Prabhu, he took birth in 1590 AD on the first day of bright fortnight of month of Kartik, which is Deepavali. His father, Sri Achyutadev, who was king of the area called Rohini or Rohini, different name. There was a country known as Mallabhumi and Swarna Rekha River. Swarnam is golden, Rekha means like, it's like golden river flowing. It's very a powerful river in terms of cleansing the sins of people who takes part there. Rasikanand Prabhu also was known as Murari in his childhood. So he was very much attached to scriptures. You see, Rasikanand was disciple of Shyamanand. Shyamanand himself is Shyamanand the Pandit because of his, you know, great attachment to scriptures. He could explain. Rasikanand Prabhu was very much devoted to his father and mother, especially Mother Bhavani. And then Rasikanand was Murari. Murari got married to Shyamadasi Mataji. And they lived near Ghanta Shila. Actually, this Mataji was from Ghanta Shila, where even Pandavas came in the time of exile. So once Rasikanand Prabhu was sitting alone and he was like, when and where will I meet my spiritual master who will deliver me, who will give me shelter at his lotus feet? Actually, we do not understand the great fortune we are getting. So many devotees are getting initiated by so many spiritual masters. Ideally, the initiation is when the disciple is crying. You know Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, how he got initiated. You know Narottam Das Thakur, how he got initiated. Here also we will see Rasikanand. Here. So when a disciple is crying for the mercy, then Guru gives mercy. That's initiation. That's real initiation. Srila Prabhupada gave initiation to one devotee, and after 5 years that devotee was struggling with chanting. So his friend, he came to Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, his disciples of yours who got initiated 5 years back, he's struggling very much with chanting. Prabhupada heard. And this devotee said, Prabhupada, but now one good thing has happened. He started hearing your lectures. Prabhupada said, now he got initiated. Initiation means, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur goes very heavy. He says, initiation means following the order of the spiritual master. Otherwise, what is the use of initiation? And Prabhupada said, don't accept Guru just for the fashion. It has become fashion all over the world, but it's gone, has maintained the purity. The disciple should cry. If disciple is not able to understand the fortune what he has received, at least he should, after receiving, he should be grateful. So he is crying, taking anxiety. And then a voice came. He said, don't be in anxiety. Oh, Rasika Murari, don't be in anxiety. Very soon, Sri Shamananda Prabhu will give you the shelter. And then he started chanting, Shamananda, 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 Shamananda. As if chanting his holy name, Shamananda, Shamananda, Shamananda. The same Shamananda who got direct mercy from Srimati Radharani. That's why his name became Shama Ananda. And then in the night he was seeing, you know, he saw great vision. He saw the vision of great personality, Shamananda, appeared in his dream and informed him, tomorrow, when the eastern sky becomes tinged with pink, that means when the sun will rise, you will obtain me. And Shamananda became so happy. He was ecstatic. He couldn't sleep. Who could sleep? You know, only who will not understand the glories of great mercy coming from spiritual master, he will sleep in the night peacefully. How we should be ecstatic when we are about to meet a great personality. Narada Muni gives example like the peacock. When peacock sees the cloud, he becomes so jubilant, so happy, opens all the feathers and starts dancing. That's how we should be when we are meeting or we are about to meet, when we know. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, the first canto, it is said when Krishna was coming to Dwarka, it is said when the queens of Dwarka, they were waiting for Krishna to come. And when they heard, just by this thought that Krishna is coming and Krishna, our Lord, will come and embrace us, they were becoming ecstatic. Just by the thought. That's called bhava. So then next day, Shamananda Prabhu was coming and continuously singing Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda, continuously singing. And when Rasika Murari saw, you know, amazed, he came and offered dandavat obeisances. Shamananda, you know, he embraced Rasika. That is where he got initiation. So then he was traveling. He got initiation. He initiated his wife also, Shamadasi, both in Radha Krishna Mantra. Radha Krishna Mantra means Hare Krishna. And they were traveling. Shamanand Prabhu was, Rasikanand Prabhu was traveling with Shamanand Prabhu, but then he said, you should stay there and preach. No need to travel with me. So there's a deity called Sri Sri Radha Govinda Dev at Sri Gopi Vallapur. And both husband, wife, Rasikanand Prabhu and his wife, they were serving and preaching. They started preaching like anything. Rasikanand Prabhu, he preached so much in Odisha that the robbers, the atheists, the rogues, sinful, wretched personalities, they were transformed. Such was his power. The entire book on Sri Rasikanand Prabhu. Even there was a wild elephant who was coming to attack the village. He gave him mercy, and that wild elephant became his disciple. So there are many such wonderful, you know, like the king of Patashpur, known as Gajapati, and Chandrabhanu, the king of Moina. The king of Mayur Bhanj named Vaidyanath Bhanj, they all took shelter. There was sinful zamindar called Bhima and Subha and Ahmad Beg. They all became his disciples. There was a wicked atheist, Shrikar. He became his disciple. There was a very dangerous wild elephant. One more. Very vicious wild elephant will go and kill people. But Rasikanand Prabhu gave his mercy to him. And his name, the elephant's name was Gopal Das. And sometime later, Rasikanand Prabhu actually gave initiation to tigers also. And they left their ferocious nature, became humble and sober. So there's more how he went to Jagannath Puri and Jagannath Rath stopped and just have to just rush through. Jagannath Rath stopped, he couldn't move because Rasikanand is coming. Jagannath didn't allow the Rath to move. And finally, Rasikanand came and he brought very nice silk clothes and other presents for Lord Jagannath and they offered. It was a culture. Whenever we go, it is said in the Vedic texts, whenever you meet Guru, you meet Vaishnava, you go to meet Lord, you go to doctor, you go to teacher, you give something. And if you can give something appropriate, that means you have invested your consciousness. You know, there are devotees who bring clothes for the Lord. I remember when I first came to Mayapur in 2007, 14 years back. So there was one devotee with me. He was a student and he was preparing something. I said, "What are you preparing?" He said, "I'm preparing a necklace for Lord Gauranga in Mayapur. And I'm going to offer it." And he prepared. Finally, he offered in Mayapur. And Lord actually wore on the festival. So Lord is very merciful. If you invest your consciousness, he accepts that. Bhava grahi janardhan. And then there's so much to talk about. But amazing disappearance of Rasikanand Prabhu. Rasikanand Prabhu preached the message everywhere for 16 years. And how he left this world? Gopinath, Kirachor Gopinath Remuna, which is tomorrow that day. Falgun, this first month, first day of Falgun. Purnima is obviously. Today is Amavasya. That is why there is high tide in Ganga. You know, in Hindi, in India, they say, Ganga kabhi ulti behti hai. Have you ever seen Ganga flowing in the reverse direction? Yes, it is. You go and see in Paniyati, Calcutta, everywhere. Why? Because there is Ganga Sagar, 300 kilometers from Paniyati. I saw today. I said, why is Ganga flowing ulta? Because there's a reason. We know there's Samudragad in Mayapur. So even the ocean comes. Because when Ganga was coming from Shivji's head, Lord Shiva's head, Coming, it came to Janudip. You know, Janu Muni is deep. So, she came Janudip and destroyed all the paraphernalia, coming with force. And Janu Muni is doing this tapasya, preparing for the, you know, preparation puja for the Lord. And she came and destroyed. And he became so angry. His sages are so powerful. He drank entire Ganga. And King Bhagirath, he's saying, where is Ganga? There is so much tapasya he did finally. About to come and meet Ganga Sagar. Where is Ganga? Janumuni is drinking everything. There is no Ganga. So then he praised. He pleaded. Then Janumuni actually took out Ganga from his thigh. And that's why Ganga's one name is Janavi. She became daughter of Janumuni. She appeared from his body. So she became Janavi. So she was coming, then finally after Janu Muni's, ashram, Janudip, she came to Mayapur. And when she came, she told to King Bhagirath, I'm not going anywhere. She said, Mother, how can you do? No, I'm not going anywhere. Such a wonderful place. Mahaprabhu is here. So that time the ocean comes and meets. Ocean also comes. So ocean comes till Samudragad. So it's like the river water is coming in the opposite direction. So today was Amavasya, the high tide. So Rasikanand Prabhu, without anyone's notice, he just walked out of his village, went to Remuna. And he discussed Krishna Katha with devotees, instructed everyone to serve Sri Krishna. And he told everyone, now look what has happened. Anyone of you who would have visited Kirchor Gopinath, a small temple, but there's a mandapam. Mandap means for devotees dance and he requested all devotees to start kirtan, roaring kirtan. And then he entered the temple of Kirchur Gopinath and he touched the feet of Gopinath. And he just left. Nobody could see. Nobody could see him. He went inside Gopinath deity. And it is said that his disciples, there was so much love for their guru, that they also left immediately. That is chaste, like a chaste wife goes where the husband goes, a chaste disciple goes where the spiritual master goes. Prabhupada says there is no need for a disciple to stay in this material world after the departure of guru. There's no need. Only for one reason he can stay back, for preaching and for expanding the mission of guru. So that is about Sri Rasikananda Prabhu. And a little bit about Jagannath as Babaji will discuss. So Jagannath as Babaji was born in West Bengal. So Baldev Vidyabhushan, we know. Actually, Baldev Vidyabhushan is Gopinath Acharya. You know Gopinath Acharya, the brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So he heard this Siddhanta when Mahaprabhu was preaching to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He heard the Siddhanta from Mahaprabhu. And he only appeared as Baldev Vidyabhushan. And gave this Govinda Bhashya. Nityananda Prabhu tells this to Jiva Goswami. Wait, the day will come when he will come and Govinda Bhashya will be written in Jaipur. So Baldev Vidyabhushan had one disciple named Uddhav Das and his disciple was Sri Madhusundar Das Babaji, who lived in Surya Kund. And Madhusundan Babaji's disciple was Jagannath Das. Surya Kund is in towards Barsana. Go from Koshi to Barsana. There's a place which comes Surya Kund. Radharani goes and worships Surya Narayan. So that is where he got initiation. Very austere. I'll just tell one or two pastimes which happened in Navdeep. And he is the one who actually confirmed Vaishnava Sarvabham. He confirmed to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he did all research, everything pakka. Even though Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself is a Siddha. He is a Manjari, but it's an etiquette. And also, senior is there. I told you, senior is there, why should you take that? So he requested Jagannatha Babaji to come. Jagannatha Babaji said, how can I come? I'm so old. Yeah. He's 142 years old. His secretary, Jagannatha Babaji's servant, Bihari Prabhu, he himself is so old. But somehow he carried him in the basket, and when they reached Yoga Pit, Jagannatha Babaji was like, you know, he would sit there. Even if you see his photo is like that. Eyes are closed almost. But when he saw this place, Yoga Pit, he jumped from the basket, started dancing in ecstasy. Eito nimaire janmisthan, eito haire nimaire janmisthan. This is the place where Lord Nimai took birth. He appeared. This is the place. This is the place he confirmed. So, that's why it's such a great fortune. I just visited all these places and finally describing one pastime, I'll describe two. Once, some people wanted to see the power of Jagannatha. They never checked, you know, test Acharya. So, they were sitting and Jagannatha Babaji could understand that they have come to test my power. So, they were sitting and talking and suddenly Jagannatha Babaji, he took the stick and he started chasing away the goats. There are no goats. Now these goats are eating tulsi. But there are no goats, there are no tulsi. He said, not here in Vrindavan. The goats have entered, they are eating tulsi, so I'm just pushing them away. And then these devotees, people, they found out from Vrindavan, actually goat entered and eating tulsi. He's here, obviously Navdeep. Mayapur is not different from Vrindavan, but that is, it always absorbed. So the beautiful pastime of Jagannath Das Babaji. Right opposite, you know, if you go a little ahead of Mayapur Chandra, the temple, you come across Jalangi, you cross Jalangi, there is Godrundi, there is a place for Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhakti Nath Thakur, Gaurakrishna Das Babaji, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. All four will meet and do bhajan. So then, once Jagannath Das Babaji's servant, Bihari Prabhu, he fell sick. So now he's fell, and Jagannath Babaji apparently is completely dependent on him. He can't even open his eyes. Bihari Prabhu would serve. Bihari Prabhu would open. You know, he will actually lift the eyelid of Jagannath Das Babaji. And then he will see his Shaligram Shila and offer Tulsi. That was his situation. It's all Leela. It's all external manifestation. So for 22 days, Bihari Prabhu was sick. People are coming and Jagannath Das Babaji like is absorbed in his eternal Leela. So, after 22 days, Jagannath Das Babaji is telling to Bihari Prabhu. He said, Bihari, wake up now. It's been 22 days. You're sick. Because people are coming. They were telling Babaji Maharaj, let us take Bihari Prabhu to doctor. He said, no. I will go to doctor. I can be here. And then, after 22 days, Jagannath was telling, Bihari, wake up. It's been 22 days. I have not even washed my mouth. Because he can't do, apparently. But he was tired. He was not well. Having fever. Then Jagannath Babaji personally cooked khichdi. Now, look at this Leela. You know, Krishna and Krishna's devotees, they're so amazing, mesmerizing Leela they have. So, Jagannath Babaji is telling that he goes and cooks khichdi and he feeds to Bihari. He said, Bihari, eat this and you will be all right. I have personally prepared for you. He cooks khichdi, offers to Lord Krishna, feeds to Bihari Prabhu. Bihari Prabhu after 22 days completely okay. And Jagannath Babaji is sitting. He said, Bihari, now you're okay, come man. And I let me at least wash my face, wash my mouth. You can cook khichdi for him. So this is very, you know, mysterious Leelas. So that is how he treated Bihari Prabhu. And then finally he's showing that I'm so much dependent, giving service. So these great acharyas, they give service to servants. That's why it is said in Chaitanya, the servants are also great. The one who gets the service. So a little bit of service we are getting from great acharyas, we should do it so meticulously. We should relish doing that service. There is so much about Jagannath Das Babaji. I don't know. We don't have time. So tomorrow is the day. And he has a big contribution. The big contribution that he confirmed Bhaktivinoda Thakur's research in it. Yes, this is Mayapur's birthplace. Otherwise, before that, this Mayapur was known as Miyapur. Mayapur became Miyapur. So many Muslims are there. But they're Dhamvasis. Anyone who leaves body in holy place. I was just reading the Navdeep Mahatma. 10 years of austerities and tapasya you do in different tirthas. You just come and, you know, stay 3 nights in Navdeep. That's right. One step you take in Navdeep, you walk, it is like one Ashwamedh Yajna you are performing. So Navdeep and Mayapur, they are just mirror reflections. So in the Navdeep town, the local pandas, they said, this is Nimai's birth. No, the business, temple business. They are Dhamvasis. But then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, no, it's mentioned eastern side. So then he starts researching, finds, confirms. a lot of opposition from Navdeep. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur established, and he only gave the vision for this temple. He started personally collecting money. One rupee he would collect from everyone and build this beautiful temple. Srila Prabhupada was in Mayapur and he said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur built Yogapeet. He found out the place. That is his offering to Mahaprabhu. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he built Yogapeet. That is his offering to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am old, Prabhupada saying, I am old. I didn't do anything for my Lord. I didn't offer anything to Mahaprabhu. I request to all of you, my disciples, please help me build this TOVP, Temple of Vedic Planetarium. This is my offering to Lord Gauranga. Finally, you know, now you can come from far and you can see. The face is towards Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house because he envisioned that project. Yeah. I just opened this window, now it's dark outside. You can see the dome, the central dome of TOVP. Just outside. So thank you very much. Shripad Ishwarpuri Tirubhav Mahamotsav ki jai. Shri Rasikananda Tirubhav Mahamotsav ki jai. Shri Jagannath Das Babaji Tirubhav Mahamotsav ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Mayapur Dham ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. I have another lecture at 7:30. I have to go and take darshan of Radha Madhav Narsingh Devan Panch Tattva. So please excuse me. I'll just quickly take darshan and come back to give another class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for wonderful class, Prabhu. He explained about the great acharyas, very instructional points, Prabhu. So can we end the call here, Prabhu? You don't have time to take that.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada. Wonderful, wonderful class, Prabhuji. And you just now visited and you gave the class. It's so powerful, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. I didn't know you are visiting Mayapur and all these holy places. But by Krishna's mercy, you went there and you gave the class. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for enlightening class today, Prabhu. Go ahead, Mataji.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hari Bol. Radhe Radhe.
Prabhuji has left. We have a small announcement.
Can I leave, Mataji?
Oh, Prabhuji is there. Okay, we can do Vaishnava prayers.
We are very grateful to you, Prabhu, and we look forward for your association again in the future. Let us pay obeisances to Prabhuji.
Shri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj ki jai. Shri Puri Maharaj ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
All of you wish. If all of you wish, I can just remove this curtain and you can pay obeisances to Radha Madhava Shri Sakhi Narsingh Devan Panch Tattva.
Hare Krishna.
Just behind the tent.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Tribol.
Thank you. Krishna, Shita Mayapur Dham ki jai. Koti koti gandhat pranam.
Hare Krishna, we have a small announcement. Sukh Sagari Mataji.
We can stop recording, Mataji.
Yeah, I'll stop.